May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. John Gottman, in his book, Why Marriages Succeed or Fail, shares the following story. Have you and your spouse ever planned a big romantic getaway only to find that once alone together, you fall into the same argument you've had 20 times before? He writes, I know a woman who traveled with her husband all the way to New Zealand, only to have a nasty spat the night of their arrival. He wanted to go deep sea fishing. The next day, she wanted to sun on the beach. Your ideas are always so reckless, she fumed. Why can't you just act like the middle-aged man that you are? He retaliated, you stifle my sense of adventure. Adding a note of quiet contempt, you bore me to tears. Soon she was in tears as their crossfire continued for about an hour until they finally called a truce. Stinging from one another's insults, they sat realizing a worse pain. They could travel to the end of the earth together and still be stuck in a war that started 15 years ago, fighting the same battles over and over again. Even in the day when Jesus walked the earth, the institution of marriage was a fragile bond. So in today's gospel, we hear of how the Sadducees want to use marriage. According to the law of Moses, to attack Jesus' position on the resurrection from the dead. They question him. Teacher, Rabboni, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. They go on then and say, and if the widow marries that brother and that brother dies without children and then marries the next brother and that brother dies without children all the way down the line, they all die childless, she marries all of the brothers. In the resurrection, whose wife will the woman be? The Sadducees want to trap Jesus with the question, to whom does she belong? Whether you are married, widowed, divorced, in a relationship, seeking a relationship, very content being single, or too young for any of these, I want you to consider the question with me, of whom do you belong? To whom do you belong? There is, of course, only one ultimate answer to this question. So Jesus looks at them and says to them, those who belong to this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry or are given in marriage because they are like angels and are children of God, being children of the resurrection. You see, the Sadducees do not have faith in who Jesus is claiming to be. They are trying to undo him, and in fact are part of what eventually brings him to the cross. they don't understand his response to them. I'm sure that after he answered them, they raised up their hands and looked at each other and said, "What in the world does that mean?" Jesus does not deny that men and women live in different states of relationships, but rather that in the kingdom of heaven, there is a great equalizer to whom all must belong. And that is God. That is the God who loves us. It is a level playing field in eternal life. This past Thursday was the celebration of the 95th birthday of the Reverend Dr. Billy Graham. Billy, as he made everybody call him. Back in 2000, I traveled all the way to Holland, to Amsterdam, to meet Dr. Graham, along with 10,000 other people. It was my hope at that time, because Billy Graham was, I suspect, what would that be, 81 years old, that in my lifetime I would at least be in an audience with him, since he was one of my heroes. And I made my trip out there along with 10,000 other people from all over the world. And I never got to see him live because he had pneumonia. And they were hoping he could make it there, but he wound up instead televising to the conference live from his home in Asheville. I did get to meet Franklin Graham and Anne Graham Lotz, actually met her very closely, and a whole bunch of other people that are members of his family, but not Dr. Graham. And who would have thought he would still be here at 95? And in his newest book, The Reason for My Hope, that I just completed, he released this book for this milestone, I'm sure his last book. And he writes, "No other human being, no matter how selfless or brave, can rescue us from the certainty of death. But that doesn't mean we cannot be saved, that we have no hope of rescue. It just means we need to be clear about who really saves us. That's why I've written this book, to share what I've learned in nearly a century of living with unwavering assurance of being saved. To whom do you belong?" Within those first years of the early Christian church, Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, reminds the followers of Jesus to whom they belong. He writes, "Yet for us there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are and for whom we exist, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things and through whom we exist." He writes to the Corinthians, this newly forming church, you belong to God. You belong to God through Jesus Christ, the God that loves you. From a very young age of 9 or so, I knew that I belonged to someone much bigger than my parents, family, friends, school, or community. Even Ellen, who at the age of 7 began chasing me for marriage. Can you believe that? We were in second grade together. 32 years later. She used to ride by my house on her bicycle at age, 15, Ellen? Just hoping to catch a glimpse. I actually have to share, though, that I was the one that asked Conrad's mom out first. She did not ask me out to the ring dance when we were 16. But even I knew then that although I would belong to Ellen for a lifetime of Christian marriage, Ellen and I both know that we belong to someone much bigger, God. I was blessed to have a very, very elementary understanding that this was indeed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I've spent the better part of my life trying to figure out what that means. And obviously, you have a similar story. Or you would not be here this morning, or you would not be a part of this community of faith. You might not be here if you're just visiting today. You're searching. You know that there's something bigger to whom you belong. You've brought your children, perhaps your grandchildren. You've invited a friend. You've brought new people into this church. So on this Sunday, when we will hold our annual meeting immediately following the service and we'll reflect upon the mission and ministry of St. John's, ask yourself how it is that you are living into the truth of today's gospel story. Ask yourself the question, to whom do I belong? Not partially and not in human terms, but as a matter of your belief in Jesus Christ, as a matter of your Christian faith. Amen.